And good morning, good morning, good morning. Or alternatively, as my colleague Franz, who just exited from the Tech Eagle, indicated, good afternoon. I'm still perplexed. Dear listeners, I'm still perplexed. Just letting you know, this timing. But to me, ultimately, it's still a sense of morning because anything before 1 o'clock p.m., smack bang in the middle of the day, means or it alludes to that still being like a morning session. Well, without much further ado, where we left off in our discussion from yesterday was based upon whether or not customer service is still relevant going ahead. Now, this is a discussion taking a look at things in 2022 and beyond, because we've got to understand, guys, we witnessed here in Namibia a somewhat customer service revolution take place between 2000 up until, well, 2019 to be specific. Customer service is the link between a company and the products it sells and its customer base who wants to engage and interact with the company or the organization on some or other interpersonal interaction or interactionary level. Now, we cleared off sort of like the first instances, you know, the first kind of pointers that we had in yesterday's discussion was all about firstly taking a look that customer retention is cheaper than customer acquisition, which then led to our second point of customer service represents your brand image, your mission, and your values. The next one then led us to that a happy customer service employee will create happy customers. Remember that I emphasized a lot there. That in some cases, you will get customer service employees who, if they feel appreciated, in terms of the efforts that they provide and so forth, they will have a positive disposition, a positive placement whenever they have to represent the company. But if there's no appreciation level, you will get instances like what I've seen in my prior working experience of colleagues saying strictly, the moment it hits 5 o'clock, tools are down and they go home. Anything before 8 o'clock in the morning, tools are not up and they are not functioning. I have seen such debates, I've seen such arguments, with some even telling the manager and the supervisor directly, you cannot expect me to be at work at 7:30 if work officially actually starts at 8 o'clock. There were such debates going on. And usually, that usually came from a different perspective, and it's usually in terms of the internal culture of an organization. But those are other discussion points. We will look at that part into next week and so forth. From that point, in terms of the happy employees, we get to the happy customers will refer other customers, potential new ones, previous customers. They will refer them to the company in terms of the pleasurable interactions that they've had with the organization's representatives. Remember, in terms of that statistic, why I noted that in fact 72% of customers will share a positive experience with six or more people. Usually that is known as the multiplier or the amplification effect that you have to take a look at. For example, if you take that 1,000 people or 100 people, let me just stick to 100. If 100 people visited a customer, visit a customer center of an organization in a day, 100 people, and 90 of them enjoyed the experience, the customer service experience that they were exposed to, make that 90 times 6 on average. That would give you almost something like just past 500 people. Just past 500 people. I think my math is a bit off there, but still, nonetheless, it'll still give you an exponential amount of people that you can work with. Now, understand also, guys, that from that point where we left off with the happy customers will refer others to the service. Let me just give you that example. When 77% of consumers have shared positive experiences, the this is now just in a small graph exercise that was laid out in terms of the literature that in terms of the research that the literature has done. That's now the sources of this literature. They indicated that if you've told your friends about a company you love, that would account for at least 46% of kinds of customers. If you've told your friends about a great customer service experience, that would account for at least 44% in terms of interaction regarding such an experience. Recommended a company on your social media pages, that would lead to a 24%. If you sent a positive email to a company, at least 23%. Written a positive review of a company on the sites, on these customer service sites especially, or these third-party sites where some online services are hosted, at least 20%. Written a compliment to a company on its social media, at least 16%. Written a blog post complimenting a company, at least 7%. Having done nothing of the above, at least 23%. So, right there, as you can see. Now, that was divided into 77% of customers who have shared a positive experience. Now, from that happy customer referral discussion point, it bounces into our next one. Wherein good customer service encourages customers to remain loyal. Guys, it is a hidden psychological trick. I'll call it a trick because it's for you as the company and for you as the customer service representatives to discover. You see, the major discussion point that has always shown up, and this has usually come from supervisors especially, in these customer service departments and spheres and zones, where a lot of them have indicated the biggest stumbling block always to high levels of good customer service or very good levels of customer service has always been where in the representatives, the frontline staff, conveyed one or other negative psychological or negative behavioral image towards a customer. For example, if you are going, and we have to understand this, this is where humans, we are humans. If you have been going through the worst morning in your life, I do not know what that can be, but I'm not going to expand into an example of it because you can just, imagine a scenario perhaps, is with that interaction and you didn't ask off. You didn't ask off, or you didn't ask to have a little bit of time, or you can't cope with the day, you'd like to put in a day for leave on the spot, and you go and sit there out front with customers. Customers will see it in your body language. They will see it in your body language. Now, here's the thing, guys, which we do not always realize from the onset. We do not realize how infectious psychological or behavioral appearances or behavioral projections are. What I mean by projection is when you sit there trying to assist customers, but your whole body language indicates to one of negative energy. Well, I don't like using, hippie language, like saying positive energy and negative energy, but there is just this exudance of not feeling. You can see the person is either not feeling well, or they just have some or other psychological, negative psychological impacts that they are going through, and this is coming through in their level of work that they're trying to do. This will reflect in the body language. This will reflect and project an image to the customer sitting in front of the person. And it will also impact the customer's behavior with the person. You see, guys, the scenarios that we've always been coached on, especially in the customer service realm, is always how do you deal with a difficult customer? It's always a difficult, it's always a rude, it's always a purely, purely negative individual that walks in that day. How do you deal with those people? But here's the question that is not always asked. How do you deal with a colleague, a customer service colleague, or someone that works in the team who has for that day just one of, it's not a day that is going in their favor in any terms. And unfortunately, their body language, the way they communicate, the energy, the level of professionalism even, is just not up to standard in terms of what you can expect from the individual or what they are used to producing. Now, that is one of the major conundrums in customer service, and it's one of the most slippery slopes that you can find out there. Now, just to indicate to you with this discussion, good customer service encourages customers to remain loyal. Now, some customers will come through thick and thin, rain or sunshine. They will come and they will purchase. Do you know why, guys? Because of the level of customer service that they're getting. I'm not saying that, you know, some customers enjoy interacting with certain specific team members in a customer service team or department. I'm not saying that, because there are usually those interactions where some customers will just say, listen, I only want to work with Dwight. Dwight knows what I want. Dwight knows how to assist me and XYZ. I've even had a rude customers in the past, guys, who would tell the rest of my colleagues, I don't want to work with anyone. I just want to work with Dwight. And I would say, okay. Because the ultimate thing is, customers from all walks of life have their own way in how they want to be treated. Their own way. Now, ultimately, it's a lot cheaper, as mentioned, to retain an old customer than to acquire a new one. Because to acquire a new one, you have to educate. You have to sell something to the customer that they're not sure what it is that they, you know, how this will benefit them, even if you explain it to them. And you could clearly identify the need that they had. The ultimate thing is, a new customer will buy it once and then probably come back 3 months later. If they've now been upscaled to loyal. A loyal customer or repeat customer comes back either every week or at least every month, depending on the business that you operate within, depending on your operations, and depending on who your clients are. If you are business to consumer, or if you work in the business to consumer business field, corporate sense or retail sense, in that regard, you would have a customer that at least comes back once a week or at least once a month. If it's a business to business type of operation where you've got representatives of other companies that work with your company who you are selling services and goods to, it would be a notion of either for restricted periods, for example, like a 3-month contract or a continuous supply contract like every month, or it would be a contract in terms of a type of purchase or agreement in terms of like supplying on a weekly basis even. Now, you've got to understand that with representatives, they come and they go. So you will...
Gusa etokoro lyo uhunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Mokutura mwe hundiro lye yowamba zuma wakoko, zimo kwa nakuma puku rugomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kwa nomoro zoe utantandatu zime, ntatwe utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura kwa Facebook, kwa VMMC Namibia.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the
eye.
Now, coming back from that quick break right there. Now, understand, guys, that as customers are willing to pay more to a company, the aspect of customers that we want to remain loyal, you've got to know that in even in the business-to-business range, you will have company representatives from your customer portfolio that will come and go. They will find new opportunities, or they will retire, or they will resign, but they will come and go. And every time you have to restart the process in terms of re-educating, going to meet them, indicating to them who you are, what you supply to the company they represent, which is the customer of your company, and what are the benefits that they derive out of these contracts or negotiations and so forth. Remember, whichever way you look at it, customer service is found everywhere, even in a governmental sense. What I mean by that? Well, you just have to look at the various spheres or agencies within service provision coming from something like a government, local authorities, to ministries, to agencies from ministries, to affiliated agencies that work with affiliated agencies that represent ministries. All those functions. Some of them, most of them, have some sort of direct linkage to a community, to a customer base, to a broader, let's say someone that actually uses whatever function that they're there to bring in. Now, ultimately, if you've got good customer service, people will be happy to deal with you. They'll be happy to deal with you. If not, they don't want to see you. And I've seen such examples of colleagues, I'm sorry for laughing, but of former colleagues who tried to meet their customers, and then the customers would tell their bosses, but I don't want to see your colleague, Dwight. Yes, guys, I was a supervisor at one time. And even then, when I had to ask the customer, you know, dear sir, dear madam, what is the scenario? Let me try to understand in terms of see how we can remedy the relationship. Then the customer just, or the representative of the customer just say straight up, Dwight, unfortunately, these are the instances, and it's not to put your colleague into a bad spot, but these are the instances of unprofessionalism or very poor standards or levels of service that we've encountered. We've tried to deal directly with him or her, but unfortunately, they always have an attitude or a behavior that is not conducive to relationship management in such a way. Now, ultimately, guys, relationship management in customer service is king. Guys, it's king. It's king. You don't have to be at a customer every week unless there are certain conditions. You don't have to be with a customer every week. But understand, in some ways, be at least available to answer the phone or have WhatsApp. Because if they can't reach you, customers understand. Everyone is about doing business, and everyone is about accessing the business levels and dealing with people because they know they have to deal with a person. No one wants to deal with a robot or with a bot. No one wants to do that. Now, from the aspect of good customer service, encouraging customers to remain loyal, it cascades down to our next one, where customers are willing to pay more, guys, to customers or to companies that offer them better service. Now, this is the golden rule that you want to achieve. It's a long, long, long walk to freedom, to that freedom specifically. What do I mean by this? Well, guys, let me give you a casing example. From my own customer service experience, it took me a better part of 6 months for the portfolio I had, for all the customers on that portfolio, to become used to me. Now, remember, it's not a notion of converting them into sales. They just did not know who was the new person that they were dealing with. And ultimately, that psychological level or that behavioral level translated into them getting to know, how does Dwight operate? Does Dwight promptly respond to emails sent to him? Does Dwight answer the phone when we call? Is he even available through his mobile number in order for if we've got a issue or scenario after hours, before hours, or whatever discussion point, that we can actually reach him directly? Now, when your customer base sees that there is a satisfactory level in terms of service provision, interaction, providing assistance when it is requested, guys, I've done so much problem solving scenarios, problems that were not mine, that were created by other departments in the organization. The customers still came back the next day and said, thank you very much, Dwight. Now, this is also where you've got to understand accounting. Never, ever, 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 ever misunderstand accounting. Because in customer service, especially when a customer has a credit agreement with your organization, a credit agreement is when they've got an account. They can buy things on account. Understand how payments work, payment terms, deadlines for payments, deadlines for month end cycles, which emanate from your finance department, and also understand, guys, this is vital, understand financial years. Because you have to understand your company's financial year is not similar to that of your customers. So if your customer is budgeting marketing campaigns or budgeting various business campaigns for their financial year, ensure that you've got the right pricing that satisfies them or that works with their budgeting means heading into that new financial year. Remember this. Remember this. These are information and intelligence bits that you will find as you are doing business or representing your organization to your customers. Remember this. Whether it is in B2C or in B2B, remember this. Get as much information out of your customers to understand who they are, where they are based, what their needs are. Okay, what their needs are, you would obviously know because that's the first one that you're trying to solve. But the other salient discussion points that follow on from there is the ones that are not obviously available to anyone. Now, customers that are willing to pay more for companies that offer better service, 67% of customers would pay more to get better customer service experience. Do you know that, guys? Do you know that? If you have a customer that comes and sings to you every time when you call them, do you know that? I'm not talking literally singing like a Boys to Men song. No, not in a romantic sense. It's just their energy levels, their positivity. They go like, good morning, how are you doing, Dwight? And I'd say, how are you doing? And then you would just find out, you know, listen, we saw that you sent this kind of schedule or you've got this kind of, you sent an order, a list of order of items. How do you want to get them? And if the customer is just truly positive throughout the experience and you get some more information, you assist them even with information, they will continue ensuring that that level of communication or interaction stays heightened throughout. It stays heightened throughout. Now, before we hit our next ad break, guys, just to finish off this particular point, is that these statistics clearly indicate that customer service matters so much to customers that they would literally pay more to interact with a brand that does it well. They also, in an era where companies are learning to prioritize customer service, any company that doesn't do so will always crash and burn. They will always crash and burn. And it's one of the mainstays in terms of why so many old companies still continue today.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiririmba oshina hepero momunyo vyetu peva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova buike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiririmba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wetha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o manao manene shimuna o maile no top run. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro othemba o hunga no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3 Namibian dollars and 50 cents per message. So, How does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message, type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or The Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now we come back from our extended break right there, and where we left off in terms of understanding that customer service is essential and it provides many companies who have, who need this function or have it already, the opportunity to continue their mission, their values, as well as also strengthening their brand image. The next discussion point is about customer service employees that can offer important insights into customer experiences. This is true, guys. Remember that each customer is a different person. Man, woman. Doesn't matter which group, ethnicity, nationality they come from. Each customer will have a unique experience with your organization or your customer service team or department. Ultimately, each customer will take or extract their experience, their notion of what they can take away out of it. Now, it doesn't matter how you perceive your own brand. What matters is how your customer also, is how your customer perceives it. For instance, if you work for an athletic wear company, meaning a sportswear company, you might associate your brand with fitness, health and wellness, and people who play sports. However, your customers might see the opposite. Your customers may purchase from you because they associate your brand with leisure, comfort, and attractiveness. It does happen, guys. You sometimes just have to look at various companies who say they are this, but in terms of how they are utilized or how they are used by their customer bases is perhaps a totally opposite spectrum. Now, you've also got to understand that you should align your marketing with these specific values. The next thing is also like my first comment with regards to this is also in terms of if your customers also recognize that you've got a very helpful policy with regards to how customers are treated. But in the sense that your customer service personnel are very flexible in terms of how they deal with each customer that interacts with them. An old woman, an old man, a very young man, a very young woman, a middle-aged man or a middle-aged woman. So you see, I already gave you different demographics there. In each scenario, how would you deal with each customer? Remember, they are a customer. They don't work for the company that you work for. They come to interact with the company that you represent. They come to find out. They come to purchase. They come to make use of. Now, your customer service team, guys, can answer a lot of these questions for you as well. Now, you have to understand, in most cases in marketing, your customer service team, your sales team, that also doubles as your customer service team, are always the guys that provide you with the raw data, the raw intelligence on the ground. What's happening out there? Who's doing what? What have you heard? What are the latest trends or developments? What have you seen that the competition is doing? is sometimes not even on the marketing team to identify this, because the marketing team would have to have and see reports coming from the sales teams or the customer service teams. Now, rather than having to spend time and money on constantly surveying customers, which is a very tedious exercise, you can have your customer service employees simply ask questions while they are interacting with customers. How do you feel about our brand? What do you like about our brand? What is your biggest takeaway from our brand? Have you ever had negative experiences with our brand? What was it like? How was it resolved? Why did you come back? What made you come back? Those kinds of questions. They are very innocent, but very penetrative. Very, very informative, because they help someone like the marketing team to understand what products can be sold, what departments can be improved on, or what features can potentially be added on in terms of various other services that are provided by the organization. Remember, guys, in most cases, some operators would just say strictly or straight up, well, we're just here to sell a product and make as much money. Yeah, that's the very honest and very, 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 very simple truth. But here's the thing. Humans are very complex individuals. They're very complex organisms. Because a human will just tell you, I don't just want the product. There's something else missing. There's a human connection. They will look for it. And that's where your customer service comes through. Now, the more you improve your customer service, the harder your employees will work. Research has indicated that companies that invest in customer experiences also see employee engagement rates increase by an average of at least 20%. Remember that 20% that I shared with Lee yesterday, which saw at least 5% growth and an overall a 20% increase in revenue. Right there. Right there, guys. Right there. Now, the next point we've got to consider is customer service grows customer lifetime value. Customer lifetime value is a pretty important metric. It represents the total revenue you can expect from a single customer account. What does that look like? It's usually done in sales forecasting. Sales forecasting, for anyone who has worked in sales or who still finds themselves in sales forecasting has to look at your next income period. It's not similar to like you forecasting or budgeting for your salary. No. It's not something like that. You know what your salary is at the end of every month. So you know that it's a question of managing your outputs or your expenses as opposed to your revenue, opposed to your salary. However, with sales forecasting, you are saying, so we sold X percentage this year. So from 1 January for the next year, we need to look at trying to up this. Because in between, you are anticipating that inflation is going to go up. There will be supplier increases, supplier cost increases. For example, suppliers that provide your organization with some services, like electricity and lights coming from your local authorities, suppliers like fuel, suppliers that provide service agreements or service contracts to your organization, and also some other aspects, for example, like salary increases and the works. Now, working from that perspective, the sales forecasting perspective, you can then apply that thinking into your customer lifetime value. Because you've got to also see, if you have a customer on your database, how long has this customer been spending money with us? That question alone forms part of your customer, your sales forecasting and your customer lifetime value. Because if you can pull records saying, okay, so Dwight has been a customer of XYZ company purchasing specific black pens throughout the year. So I always buy, let's for example say I always buy like 20 black pens from a specific stationery supplier. Now they know I purchase in a specific way, in a specific quantity, and it's always in a predicted manner, meaning which times of the year. So they would know then, okay, so Dwight, it can be positioned in either January, June, or November. In that same sense, X percentage is spent in these periods. So you can see, okay, so this is now 3 months in a year. For how long has Dwight been a customer of said supplier? And then they see, oh, he's been here for 5 years and he's actually gone up in the quantity that he has bought or the amount of money he has spent. From that, you can see what customer lifetime value is, because especially it comes from your sales forecasting mechanisms. These are things that have to be done by the sales teams, as well as also by the marketing teams, as well as also by the customer service departments, because they've got to see how often does a customer interact with the company. I know, guys, I gave you a mouthful, but you have to look at customer service and sales as running side by side, technically. They run side by side. There's in so many occasions where sales representatives in this country have said, no, I'm not a customer service person, but you are. You represent the organization. You have a portfolio to manage, meaning you've got representatives to deal with or customers to deal with. This has happened, guys. These are the bare bones facts that I'm sharing with you. Many, many tourists and many, many visitors coming from the rest of Africa, the rest of the world to Namibia are in most cases shocked at the customer service levels, the customer service levels that they encounter many times. And this is not a notion of bragging, but if you have worked with family members that have not worked, you have family members that have worked in multinational companies where they would tell you, just accidentally switching off a phone in a customer's ear is tantamount to you losing your job that day, because that customer can go and tell 5 people that they experienced bad service from XYZ person, and this can lead to one or other report, one or other complaint coming through to the channels, and you can get disciplined for that. Yes, guys. People have even been across the world in customer service realms. People have been fired for yawning accidentally on the phone while talking to a customer. Yawning. And that's just online or telephonic customer service, or customer service through the telephone services or through the switchboard services. Or they didn't even greet the customer properly by just saying, hello, what do you want? That kind of response. Now, customer service, guys, or customer lifetime value is important to manage and is important to provide, I almost said nourishment for, but it's more like nurturing. You've got to nurture that CLV component, because it's pretty important. Now, it leads us up to our next ad break, and we are close to completing our discussion for today, but ultimately, stay tuned just after this.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shell life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Now, coming back from our break right there, and just heading into, as we are rounding off like the last segment of today's discussion, you've got to understand also that with that CLV element, if you invest in your customer service, it offers is an excellent way to improve customer lifetime value. If customers have great experiences with your service and your support teams, they'll be more likely to shop again at your stores. Or, at the very least, they'll share their positive experiences with others, which builds further rapport with your customer base. This will allow you also to upsell and to cross-sell on additional products with less friction and less pushback from your customer base. The next point, or the next 2 points that we're ending off on, is proactive customer service that creates marketing opportunities. So, good customer service or happy customer bases or very satisfied customers in that regard, if you're looking for cost-effective ways to invest in your businesses, you should consider adopting proactive customer service. Rather than waiting for a customer to report an issue, the approach reaches out to them before they even know that it exists. For example, customers know that you're constantly working to remove roadblocks from their user experiences. And ultimately, proactive customer experience or service isn't just used for customer delight, it's also an effective marketing tool for introducing and promoting the new products. Remember this, it works wonderfully. One of the best ways to measure it is through a customer relationship management program or even a ticketing service, a ticketing system. A ticketing system is what you see now happening everywhere here in the capital. I don't know about the other parts of the country, but you see it happening everywhere. Everywhere you where you encounter a customer service desk, you now see a ticketing system. A ticketing system is technically a queuing system. Understand that. In some cases, queuing is a deliberate function to keep you in line so that you can see, okay, how much customers require their queries to be solved or need to make use of functions of the organization. Or you look at a database indicating, okay, which customers are here for payment, which customers are here for a query, or which customers are here to look in accounts, or just get a duplicate account statement. Customers also expect high quality services. For sure, every time, all the time. People just don't expect your business to have a customer service team. They expect your customer service team to be world class, ready to help at a moment's notice. Now I know, guys, it sometimes sounds like a very unfair statement to make, but that's what customers have. The moment a customer walks into your shop or into your business, have you ever seen them look left and right? When they look left and right, they want to see who is the service consultant they can talk to. At that stage, you step up and you say, good evening, good morning, sir, good morning, madam. How can we assist you? Straightforward. How can we assist you? Do not ask, never ask this question. Do you need any help? Don't ever ask that question. As it is, verbatim, word for word. Never ask that question, ladies and gentlemen. Dear listener out there, do not ever. And I advise you never ask that question. What you've got to do, smile first and say good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. How can we help you? Straightforward. Do not say, do you need assistance? Say good morning, sir. Good morning, madam. Have you been assisted? Or how can we help you? Stick to that. If you're getting into the customer service game now already, stick to those two sentences. People will ask for your assistance. If they say no, then they at least know that you are there for assistance because they will turn around and they will ask you, sorry, can you guide me here? I've got this issue. I've got this query. I've got this question. I've got this problem. Help me. And never, ever, 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 ever be rude. Never. Never. Ever. Be rude. Remember that. No matter how bad your day is, never be rude to a customer. Never be rude. Now, according to some data from that was gathered after the COVID pandemic, that's now in last year, more than half of the customers that were surveyed, 58% of them at least, said that customer service expectations are higher today than they were at least prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. That was at least at 2019 levels. But customers just don't want high quality service, customer service as well. They're demanding it. So at least 66% of these customers said that they would switch brands if they felt that they were treated like a number and not like an individual. Now, that's the other fine detail, the other fine line that customer service organizations are walking. Instead of treating their customers like a digit or like a numeral or like a statistic, customers will see right through it because they will know when something is a robotic experience. Robotic meaning you get the same experience over and over and over. You can replicate it so many times. The person doesn't smile. The person doesn't even laugh. The person can't even fart. They just sit there doing nothing. Ultimately, businesses need omnichannel solutions. And an omnichannel is related to the term, or almost to the term, like an omnivore. An omnivore, like what we humans are and what pigs are. We eat plants and meat. So we're not a strict herbivore. We're not a strict carnivore. We're an omnivore. Now, omnichannel is where businesses were gradually exploring digital ways to engage and support customers. But once the pandemic obviously hit, this timeline accelerated significantly and it was no longer a commodity for businesses to communicate with customers just via social media, but also to include live chat or even video calls to your customers. Video calls. Now understand, guys, omnichannels makes use of multiple platforms. I'm depicting with my hands, you know, if you're watching the stream, the circle. Omnichannel. So it's the physical storefront. It's a telephone call. It's their website. It's through social media. Or it's through a mobile phone application. That being an app or a digital app, whatever you want to call it. Those are the aspects. Whereas you had multi-channel is where you took all those channels, all those communication mediums, you made them separate. And each one had their dedicated, you know, channels of communication to the organization or the customer service department. Each one were dedicated solely as being treated separate. But omnichannel makes all those multiple ways of communication, puts it in one sphere, and they are all together considered as a channel of communication. Doesn't matter where they come through, it's a channel of communication. Lastly, just to let you know, excellent customer service is always a competitive advantage. Every time. Guys, every time. If your customer walks in and says, I like the service that you guys give me, your competitor is just lacking behind. If you hear statements like that, wherever you find yourself, wherever you work, you don't know what that does to your morale. You don't know what it does to your positivity, levels of positivity. You like it when a customer says that to your face. I like the way you assist me. I like the way you assist or help us with our regards. Every day, that customer will lay down 10 grand just like this. It's an example. It's just an example, guys. But ultimately, that is what has happened. That is what I have seen. Customers will gladly spend their money. Gladly. Let's understand that you're in the business to make money from the customer. But you need to treat the customer uniquely. Understand also that customer service can be an excellent differentiator for your company. In fact, 60% of customers stop doing business with a brand after one poor service experience. One. And 67% of them, of this churn, is preventable if the customer's problem was resolved during their first interaction. That first interaction, if the problem was solved there. But if the customer leaves with an unresolved issue, they will not come back. They will not want to see your face again. Ultimately, also, positive customer service makes people more likely to do business with you, for sure. And excellent customer service will protect customers who experience a mistake down the road. So even if a customer created their own issue for themselves through a mistake that they encountered, they will know that you will be there to assist them, to help them to get them back onto the correct path. Remember, guys, if you are an organization selling a product, the product is perceived and is viewed as a solution to a need that the customer has. So technically, you as a customer service representative, you are actually a solutionist or a solution provider or a solution magician, whatever you want to call yourself. You are just someone that has the solution that a customer needs. Even if you say, well, it's a little bit out of my league, but I know someone that can assist you. Let me see if we can get you that person. and then you help the customer all the way until that issue is resolved. People, one thing you should never do in customer service, do not bounce a customer from department. Never, ever do this. Don't bounce a customer about. I see this bad habit happening in Namibia. They love bouncing customers. No, go talk to my supervisor over there. No, go to this department over here. Who do I talk to in that department? I don't know. Just find someone there. How do you give someone such responses? You guys know who I'm talking about. We experience them on a daily basis. There's various customer service platforms because we all know we've been there. We've seen it. We've experienced it. Never, ever, ever, guys, never bounce a customer. Never, ever bounce a customer. This is not a rugby match. You don't bounce a customer off by saying it's not my responsibility. You don't do this. You don't do that. The customer came to you. The customer wants a solution. The customer wants to see the solution, feel the solution, and walk away just from you with a solution. Even if it's just half a solution, it's a solution nonetheless. But they want to stop at one person. That one person takes accountability and you work with the customer. Now, I know, guys, I sound like a preacher. I should have started my own church, ultimately. No, we're not here to be evangelical or in any form religious. Even my tech guy, my production guy is laughing at me a little bit. But we've got to understand this, guys. Customer service is, and understand, I've spoken about all the other machinations and mechanisms that you can find around being competitive as a business, being competitive as an operation. Whether you're small, medium, large, whatever, if you're a marketing manager or communications manager or whatever, the notion is always about being competitive somewhere. But here's where we get to the nitty-gritty, the thing that makes your company survive one day to the next is customer service. Customer service. And essentially, guys, and I'll repeat this, I'll stress it, never, ever, ever bounce a customer around. Understand this, you as a customer service representative, that customer took their time to come to your company where you work, where you are pulling a salary from. They took their time. They could have done anything else. They took their time to come to you. And if you have the gall to bounce a customer around, it just shows your level of customer service, which is at a very low level, unfortunately. And ultimately, do not be surprised if customers don't want to talk to you. If they don't want to talk to you. And also remember, treat family and friends like any other customer. Do not indicate that they are family. Even though your colleagues would know that you are family, treat them like any other customer. Ensure that your friends and family also interact with other customer service representatives. So that it doesn't look a bit odd, you know? You know what I'm talking about, because my eyes are squinting right now. You know what I'm talking about. Ultimately, that brings us up to the end of today's program here of your number one talk radio station. And the On The Radar team are ready to make the entrance. Stay tuned here on Eagle FM.
On The Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of LelaPay. LelaPay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, LelaPay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download LelaPay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log